Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Australia, Chinese tourists gain access to information blocked by communist regime. Media spotlight on China's organ harvesting crimes upon conclusion of tribunal in London. India, Falun Dafa welcomed on International Yoga Day at a large propane bottling plant. Retired teacher passes away 1 year following 11th arrest for her faith. California, amazing Falun Gong workshop. And young practitioners find a special opportunity at Niagara Falls. Now for the stories.
Australia. Chinese tourists gain access to information blocked by communist regime. The Sydney Opera House is one of the most popular tourist sites in the world, and many mainland Chinese tourists stop at this World Heritage Site. Falun Dafa practitioners come to the Opera House to reach out to these tourists and offer them information about Dafa that they cannot easily obtain in China, where any news about Falun Dafa is blocked or censored. After learning the facts about the practice and the persecution by the Chinese Communist Party, many Chinese tourists are eager to quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. When Chinese tourists first exit the tourist bus at the Opera House, they are greeted by a yellow banner emblazoned with the Chinese characters, Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. They then encounter display boards and more banners along the path that leads toward the beach and the Opera House. The display boards introduce the beauty and benefits of Falun Dafa, how it is practiced in more than 100 countries and regions worldwide, and information about the ongoing persecution in China. May is a busy tourist season in Sydney. As a practitioner was showing a small handheld board to a busload of Chinese tourists, a Chinese man said, "You don't need to introduce Falun Gong to me. I know you are all honest people and that don't cheat and lie." He explained that he had been conned twice by Chinese people since the tour started. The practitioner said she needed only a few minutes of his time. She then told him about the importance of quitting the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. The man willingly agreed to quit the party under a pseudonym name. Then she said, "Please remember two sentences. Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. If you truly believe this, you will be blessed. You have quit the party, so you are no longer controlled by it. Your life will become peaceful and happy." The man appeared very pleased and said that his family was waiting for him on the other side of the Opera House, so he and the practitioner walked together and continued chatting. They soon came across two women, his wife and his younger sister. The practitioner spoke to them and told them about the importance of quitting the party. Both women happily quit the party-affiliated organizations they had joined while in China.
Media spotlight on China's organ harvesting crimes upon conclusion of tribunal in London. An independent People's Tribunal in London, established to inquire into forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China, announced its findings on June 17, 2019. The panel concluded that the Chinese Communist Party has been harvesting organs from living Falun Gong practitioners in China for many years, and that this brutality still continues today. Many news agencies covered the tribunal's final judgment on June 17, including Reuters, The Guardian, Newsweek, Forbes, ABC Radio Australia, and The Globe and Mail. Sonia Elks of Reuters wrote in her article that was published on June 17, "China is murdering members of the Falun Gong spiritual group and harvesting their organs for transplant," a panel of lawyers and experts said on Monday as they invited further investigations into a potential genocide. The article explained that the conclusion was based on the final judgment from the China Tribunal, whose investigations confirmed forced organ harvesting has been going on for at least 20 years in China. Newsweek reported on June 17, Prisoners in China are still being killed for their organs, an independent tribunal concluded Monday. Based on multiple sources of information, it has been alleged that prisoners of conscience have been killed to order for the purposes of extracting and using their organs for profitable transplantation surgery. The Guardian reported that in a unanimous determination, the panel announced that it was certain that Falun Gong was a source, probably the principal source, of organs for forced organ harvesting. The conclusion shows that very many people have died indescribably hideous deaths for no reason, that more may suffer in similar ways, and that all of us live on a planet where extreme wickedness may be found in the power of those, for the time being, running a country with one of the oldest civilizations known to modern man. Forbes reported that a 60-page summary was released as final judgment by the China Tribunal, saying, "When analyzing the crime of genocide, the China Tribunal recognized that Falun Gong and Uyghurs were specifically targeted groups and that the atrocities perpetrated fall within the scope of Article 2 of the UN Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide."
India. Falun Dafa welcomed on International Yoga Day at a large propane bottling plant. International Yoga Day has been celebrated all over the world on June 21st for the last 4 years. A Falun Dafa practitioner, who is the plant manager of a government-owned propane bottling plant in Delhi, decided to introduce the Falun Dafa exercise and meditation practice to the office and blue-collar workers at the plant on International Yoga Day. 144 staff members enthusiastically participated and were curious to find out how Falun Dafa differed from yoga. 6 practitioners held 4 90-minute sessions to accommodate everyone. They demonstrated and taught the exercises and explained that Falun Dafa is a cultivation practice and how it differs from yoga. They shared the health benefits they've experienced and also told them about the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. The general reaction was that the exercises were easy to do and could be practiced daily. Some mentioned feeling a sense of energy circulating in their hands and all over their bodies. Many wanted to know how to download the exercise music onto their mobile phones. As the session concluded, the plant manager suggested that the staff do the exercises for 20 minutes daily before and after each shift. The idea was greeted with hearty approval. The manager also reassured them that follow-up sessions could be held so that they could improve their exercise movements and their understandings about the practice.
Retired teacher passes away 1 year following 11th arrest for her faith. A group of police officers broke into Ms. Mu Jihong's home on May 10, 2018, and arrested her. She was targeted because she refused to renounce her faith in Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline that has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. The 75-year-old retired teacher from the Ningxia region was released later that evening after hours of interrogation. Her health began to deteriorate upon returning home. She didn't have any appetite and was often dizzy and low-spirited. She suddenly became unconscious in October 2018 and was found to have late-stage lung cancer. After several months of struggle, she passed away on June 18, 2019, at age 76. Because of upholding her belief in Falun Gong, Ms. Mu was arrested 11 times over the past 20 years of persecution. During this time, she served 1 year of forced labor and 3 years in prison. When she was held at the Ningxia Women's Forced Labor Camp in 2000, Ms. Mu was forced to stand outdoors for hours during the coldest days of winter and under the scorching sun during the hottest days of summer. Ms. Mu was sentenced to prison in late May 2007 and sent to Ningxia Women's Prison 3 months later. There, she was subjected to both mental and physical torture as a way to force her to give up her faith. In addition to intensive brainwashing, she was beaten, forced to do slave labor, locked in solitary confinement, forced to sit on a small stool for long hours, and was deprived of basic human needs such as sleeping, drinking, and eating.
California, Amazing Falun Gong Workshop. I had an amazing experience at the Falun Gong Exercise Workshop, shared Ms. Lee, after she attended the class on June 22nd at the Main Library in Fremont, California. In fact, she almost didn't attend the workshop, but was very happy that she made a last-minute decision to go. Ms. Lee had purchased a ticket to fly to a foreign country for a meditation class, but she canceled her trip after her daughter had a dream in which she saw her mother fall from the plane en route to that foreign country. Ms. Lee said her daughter urged her to change her plan because Ms. Lee was the only passenger on the plane who fell to the ocean in her dream. It just so happened that Ms. Lee had received a flyer about the Falun Gong Exercise Workshop at the library and was debating whether to attend the workshop or the meditation class. Her daughter's dream helped her to make the decision to attend the Falun Gong Workshop instead. Ms. Lee said she'd always wondered about the purpose of life. She'd seen a program on NTD television and learned how people have benefited from practicing Falun Gong. She found out about the class in Fremont on the Falun Dafa website, where she also discovered all the teachings and Falun Gong exercise videos available for free. During the class, practitioners helped Ms. Lee with the exercise movements. She said that when she did the exercises, she often felt like crying, and sometimes her tears just flowed. When I exercise here with others, the energy is stronger than when I do them at home. I will continue doing the exercises. In China, one of her friends and a neighbor were Falun Gong practitioners. Ms. Lee knew them as very kind and moral people. Her neighbor sold tea and everyone bought from him. Because he practiced Falun Gong, he never lied. His family was very honest. Even though Ms. Lee thought highly of practitioners, she said, "I never thought about practicing Falun Gong myself until I saw it on NTD TV. I felt great after doing the exercises and I recommended it to others." Ms. Lee said that after reading the book Falun Gong, she had a clearer picture about the meaning of life.
Young practitioners find a special opportunity at Niagara Falls. Falun Gong practitioners from the Toronto area have been traveling to Niagara Falls every day since last summer to introduce the practice to the public and raise awareness of the ongoing persecution in China. As more tourists from around the world have shown interest in learning Falun Gong, more young practitioners who are fluent in English have joined the practitioners who travel to Niagara Falls each day. They understand that so many people are waiting to learn the practice and hear about the persecution, and it is their responsibility to do what they can and tell people, especially visitors from China, about the benefits of the practice and why the persecution is wrong. Jessie wanted to help out at Niagara Falls more often, but never had enough time because she works in the purchasing department of a large company. She finally found time this past weekend to come to the falls. That day, many people wanted to learn the exercises, and she spent all day teaching them. She said, "The energy was terrific, and many people approached us as soon as we began to demonstrate the exercises. We also gave out a lot of flyers. It is a wonderful feeling, and I want to come here more often." Sherry works full-time for a media company that also helps promote Falun Gong. She said that she often falls into a state of just doing routine work. She wanted to come out to Niagara Falls to strengthen her righteous thoughts and help out. Sherry also wanted to help break a perceived stereotype that Falun Gong is only for the elderly. She said, "Seeing so many people wanting to learn the exercises, I am so moved. This was the first time I have seen so many people seriously wanting to learn the practice. My mother has been a practitioner since 1993, and I used to go to master's lectures with her when I was little. However, I didn't really start actively practicing until 2010. I feel that I must cherish every minute to fulfill my responsibilities and clarify the facts of the persecution to people." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.